Hello, everybody. It's Kyle. I'm in the front of the show alone here. Okay, here's what's going on. This entire show was a great show, but I totally screwed up, and you'll hear when it happens because I was fucking around with the new board, and I turned down one side of the pan, so it's like I turned the pan all the way over to the right side of the board, which doesn't pick up on the headphones. I don't know why. I mean, I think it has something to do with sort of the way everything's set up here. For some reason, left and right doesn't work. I don't know. So anyways, I totally screwed it up. So you'll hear in the second half when I'm fucking around with the board, you'll hear when it happens. And you can still hear me in the background. It's kind of like when Anthony's mic went out a couple episodes ago. You can still hear me. Luckily, my big stupid voice is like easy enough to hear. So I'm not going to, I was thinking about, should I re-record it? What should I do? I don't think I'm going to re-record. I think I'm just going to put it out as is and just issue an apology. I'm sorry. Hopefully it's listenable. If it's not, then next week, maybe we'll give you an extra long episode, or I'll do something to make up for it. But basically we get into hockey in the first half, and then we start talking about football and then playoffs. So yeah, it's Saturday. It's Saturday morning. Tomorrow's the playoff games. I can't fucking wait. I don't know. I don't know what I'm going to do for tomorrow. I might be going solo down to Ferg's, just drink myself to death and watch football. Hopefully, maybe find some Patriots fans to laugh at if the Jags get overly on top, which is going to be hilarious. I mean, you know, every sports bar you go out to this weekend, it's going to be all Patriots fans just hugging the air and you know, pumping their fists because they've already, in their mind, they've already made the Super Bowl. And I think in everybody else's mind, they already made the Super Bowl. But man, wouldn't it be great if the Jaguars could just get one over on them? They've done the surprising thing. I mean, that was like the Cardinals back in the day. Remember the Arizona Cardinals when you thought they're not going to do anything? Like, they're going up against Carolina. Carolina's going to destroy them. Oh no, wait, they kind of destroyed Carolina. Oh well, then surely they can't beat the Eagles. I mean, come on, it's the Eagles. They beat the Eagles. And then I forget who else they played, but they played, and then the big test they had was, can they beat the Steelers? And they couldn't in the Super Bowl. But I think I want to see the AFC's version of that, where they knock down a titan of the AFC to advance to the Super Bowl with the Vikings playing at home. Come on, how great would that be? Although I think it's better for the NFL if it was like Vikings and Patriots, because I don't think Vikings would have a home field advantage then. I mean, of course, they'd be in Minnesota, so you would have people that were from Minnesota there. And but obviously, like, there's a shitload of tickets already sold, so it's not like it's going to be a home game per se. It's going to be a bunch of corporate jerks, and then it's going to be a bunch of Minnesotans who sold half their house just to get a Super Bowl ticket. They put a second mortgage on their house and sold their car to get tickets to the Super Bowl. It's going to be those kind if Minnesota makes it, which will be interesting. But I think if you see the Patriots in there with them, I think that's better, because Patriots fans, obviously, they travel, and every Tom, Dick, and Harry corporate fuck is a Patriots fan. I mean, it's so easy to root for them. I really don't want that to happen. Come on, let's go Vikings. Let's go Jaguars. And yeah, please no Eagles. What a nightmare that would be if it was Eagles Patriots again, with Justin Timberlake once again performing in the Super Bowl. Oh, no. That's not what happened. See, I got that wrong again. It was the Panthers. Panthers Eagles was Justin Timberlake and the infamous nip slip. 5 minutes. So now we're getting close. I don't know. Maybe I will record like a short little preamble and give you guys at least an hour's worth of full on show. And this episode, I know we talk about the Vegas Knights coming into town, and holy hell, did we shit the bed against that? I think who had the single goal, the power play goal? It wasn't Kucherov. It was fucking. Maybe it was Kucherov. I don't know. I'll have to look. But yeah, that was a goddamn shit show. Which I guess coming off a bye week, I mean, that's to be expected. You're a little rusty, and obviously Vegas has been playing that entire time, so they're probably a little bit more acclimated to the game than the Lightning are, which is kind of a I think it kind of works in the opposite way of an NFL bye week, where, you know, NFL players, they come out, they're fresh and they're ready to go with an extra week's rest. But with hockey, like, you're not in that mode all the time. You're not sort of in that playing mode and condition. So that's got to be what it is. Fuck my ass. What else? Is there anything? Let's bring up the Tampa Bay Times. I wasn't prepared for this, but now I'm having fun. It's Saturday morning. I got an hour. Well, I got about 30 minutes till the gym opens, so I can head over to the gym. I just type in Tampa Bay Times. Times. Okay. Roy Halladay, amphetamine and morphine. Who the fuck cares, man? What does that tell you? It tells you nothing. Was he doing drugs? Oh no, perish the thought that somebody was so, like, he took an ultralight aircraft out in the lake. He did the equivalent of a rich guy thing of taking your goddamn boat out in the lake. Of course you're gonna be fucking drugged up and have some alcohol when you do that. I mean, I don't know. Maybe the FAA has an issue with that, but who knows? Autopsy report said retired star pitcher Roy Halladay had evidence of amphetamine, morphine, and an insomnia drug. And oh, wait a minute. So that means what? Maybe he was coming off the Ambien? Is that what it was? Maybe. Hmm. That's interesting. Okay, then maybe. Who knows? Now we'll see. Now the story. Every fucking mouth breathing idiot's gonna be like, oh, he you know, he was drugged up when it happened, so, you know, he deserved it. Like, fuck you guys. It's like whenever they talk about Josh Freeman, everybody brings up cocaine. That's like the first thing that comes up. Like, they just thought of it last night. They're the only person with that original thought. The Montreal Alouettes are taking a look at Josh Freeman. They better have a mountain of cocaine. Stupid. Yeah, that's sad. That makes me sad all over again about Roy Halladay. Alex Cobb still doesn't have a home. Lightning have an 8-game road series coming up against the Minnesota Wild. Well, they start against the Minnesota. Is it the Minnesota Wild? Formerly Dallas North Stars or Minnesota North? Or, Anthony knows this. I don't know. And I think Quentin Flowers, bust quarterback in the NFL. That must be a Tom Jones article. Bust for Quentin Flowers in the NFL. Oh no, it's by Joey Knight. Good for you, Joey Knight. Really stirring the pot. You know, I don't have ad block on my computer anymore for some reason. It's just like every website's a goddamn shit show of ads. I never realized how bad it is. This is crazy. Ads everywhere. But before I'm like, and I don't even know how to turn it on anymore. It's like as soon as I upgraded my computer, it's maybe like Apple did something, took ad block silently off of it. Although I didn't have Apple fix it, I had a nice little husband and wife team fix my computer, which is so great to find in tech, especially when it comes to like tech. Because in the tech industry, or not, just tech repairs in general, people are such assholes. Like they act like you're an idiot if you don't know something. So it's like really refreshing to find someone who can actually has good customer service, is willing to help you instead of just some asshole 20-something like, oh, you don't know how to fix this. This is an old man complaining hour, I guess, in the front of the show. John Gruden saying that why does this start auto playing? John Gruden saying that the Ring of Honor ceremony was what enticed him to come back to football. Oh God. I tell you, I had my feet in the water. I just had a hard time diving in, and you know, some time to come back. I don't know how that's gonna work out over in Oakland. I mean, I wish him well, but it's like he's been. I feel like it's gonna be the Barry Melrose effect, where you know you hire a a great head or a formerly great head coach, or I guess in Barry Melrose's case, a coach that used to coach Wayne Gretzky. But you hire a guy that's won a championship before, and won a championship off of like some supremely talented guys. Like John Gruden walked into one of the greatest defenses of all time. Barry Melrose walked into the greatest hockey player of all time. Goes back on TV for 10, 15 years. I don't know how long was Barry Melrose working for ESPN before he came back to the Lightning. And Bobby Valentine too, for that reason. Remember when Bobby Valentine came back and coached for the Red Sox, and that was a complete disaster. I just feel like once you get on TV, now you're that celebrity, and John Gruden loves his little cult of personality that he has. It's sickening, unless we hired him, and then in which case, yay, John Gruden's back, I guess. But still, even though my arguments from before still stand of like, okay, never was able to draft, never was able to really develop a young quarterback. Now he's walking into David Carr, David Carr was El Sacco, and then Derek Carr is the better of the two cars. Here in my car, I feel safest of all. You can lock all the doors.
It's the only way to live in cars.
Do 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 do. That's John Gruden as he's pulling into OCO Coliseum. Are they still playing there? I think I don't know. I think that's going to be a disaster. But who knows? I could be completely wrong. He is sort of set up in the front half of like, okay, he's got a team that has a lot of talent, so he may be able to. I foresee him, if he gets less than 8 wins in Oakland, I will be absolutely shocked. I mean, I know he's gonna do well. Maybe they might even make the playoffs. I mean, I think that team is kind of poised, and John Gruden's such the motivator that I don't know. Very very unappropriate. A lot of comparisons can be drawn from the Oakland Raiders to the Buccaneers, but. I think I don't know. What do I know about Oakland? But I just know the Bucs have a lot of problems, a lot more problems. As far as like, okay, we got to go get some defensive linemen. Need some corners. Definitely need some defensive linemen. Hey, did I mention we need defensive linemen? Can I sell my soul to Satan to get a defensive lineman? What do you say, Satan?
You had Michael Bennett, Gerald McCoy, and you had Adrian Claiborne. So I don't know what to tell you, buddy.
Thanks, Satan. Thanks. Real bro move there. Way to help me out. Okay, that's enough playing with the board. I'm going to get out of here and head to the gym on this Saturday morning and do some squats. So here you go. Here's the second half of the show where right about, I'd say, the 40-minute mark, you're going to hear my side of the mic drop out. So, again, apologies. Hopefully I provided enough on the front half to where you guys are satisfied with the product this week. So thanks for tuning in. Here's more of the bit.
I am
America badass. Oh, that's loud. I'm loud.
Kid Rock like a rapper?
Yeah, he's pretty much, I thought that's pretty much what he is, though.
But like, not like a country, he used to be like more like a Vanilla Ice kind of thing.
Oh yeah, 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 yeah. I think so. I think you're right. Yeah, he was definitely that. Oh, welcome to War of the Bay. I'm Kyle.
I'm Anthony.
So it's not as bad as we thought with Victor Hedman.
No,
not as bad as we thought, which was good.
And two of those weeks are going to be off weeks, basically the All-Star break and this past week.
I was going to say, I want to ask you that. So like, do we get, so all next week, are they off the whole next week?
I think they're off. I think they get off like 5 days for the All-Star break.
That's outstanding. I mean, that's what? Right there. So that means it's only what? Maximum
4 weeks.
4 weeks.
So a month.
Yeah.
Which is way better than we thought it was going to be by the way it looked.
Right. When you look at it, you guys heard last week when we looked into the film. Like, I thought for sure it was like some kind of tear, season-ending tear. Like at
same
least.
Time, though, don't rush him.
Yeah, I wouldn't be.
We've built up a pretty nice cushion. Unless they really start taking on water, which I don't think is going to happen, then
I think you see him.
And even then, you probably don't rush him.
You see him March.
Yeah.
Maybe mid-March.
Yeah.
He's got enough time to get ready for the playoffs. Like,
get his conditioning back and stuff.
Yep. I think that's when he'll be back. And then and in the meantime, you know, can guys like Sergachev and
Slater Cuckoo
step up, which is like tonight against the Vegas Knights. I mean, this is like a huge.
They're down 1-0 right now.
You guys already know the outcome, but I mean, it's a huge, huge game. Which you would have thought? The Vegas Knights. They're supposed to suck.
Crazy.
This is stupid.
Best expansion team ever.
Yeah, ever.
In any sport, probably.
In any sport, yeah. I remember when the Texans came out.
Legitimate cup contender. their first year.
Aren't they leading the West?
Yeah.
Oh, Christ.
That'd be nuts, man.
That would be nuts. And I'd, to be honest, I'd be happy for Vegas. I already kind of hate them because of their Twitter account.
It's awful, yeah.
I mean, it's other
sound
than
right
that,
awful.
How like what more do you want from an expansion franchise?
Well, they owe a lot of teams thank yous because a lot of teams are real stupid in the expansion draft.
Yeah, like the Panthers for letting Marchessault just sit out there.
And Riley Smith.
And Riley Smith.
Yeah. The Lightning came out scot-free because they just basically gave him a pick. And I think Gusev to take Garrison from us. And then Garrison ended up in the AHL anyway. So
who's the GM there in
Vegas? George McPhee.
Because that guy's gonna.
He was, I think, the former. I want to say either Kings or Capitals.
Is he Canadian? Because is he going back to Toronto anytime soon? He's coming home, bro. He's coming home.
I don't know why you would, man. At this point.
Yeah, really,
dude. They have tons of draft picks still. Like they were expecting to be like maybe okay to bad this year. But now they're really good, and they still have all these assets.
How does that happen?
Because other teams are stupid. They totally preyed off other teams, bro.
But you can build a team chemistry that quickly from scratch? Like, from absolute scratch. There's no history, no chemistry, no nothing.
No, it's definitely an anomaly.
That's so crazy.
I can't say that word.
Anomaly?
Anomaly.
Emily?
Yeah.
Emily Arena?
Yeah.
What?
That's what it is. It definitely is. Like, this is not supposed to happen. Like, at all.
No, it's not. It's
there's no, like, superstars on this team, really. Like, it's just a bunch of guys that are good to very good.
Yeah.
And a good goaltending. And they're just, they put, like, and there's some guys having career years, like William Karlsson. Like, he's come out of nowhere. I think he's got, like, 27 goals. Like, Marchessault's showing that his last year wasn't a fluke.
That's awesome.
Like, he got his long-term deal, which is great.
I thought it was 3 years, or was it
6 years?
6 years, okay.
Yeah, I think. Like, it's just, it's all come together for them, and it's good to see because it's galvanizing that fan base early in Vegas. It's giving them something to cheer for.
Right, yeah, which is...
Instead of having to sit through, like, a 5-year rebuild or something like that.
Or, you know...
get instant success.
Who knows if
it'll be sustained, but they're going to enjoy the ride while they can.
Well, like you said, they have all those draft picks now. Who's their minor league affiliate?
Don't know.
Don't know. Is it like baseball where it's like, okay, they kind of stay west? Like if it's Vegas is like.
I mean, for a reference, the Lightning have Syracuse, which is New York. So.
The Vegas minor league team is the San Diego Compadres. Just like the other one. Or no, San Diego's like a military town, so they'd be like the San Diego Jets.
Yeah, I don't I mean, to be honest with you, like I haven't really paid all that much attention to them.
Now
like
you kind of have to.
Now you kind of have to because they're beating us 2-0 now.
Do they have any All-Stars this year? They must.
Yeah,
right?
I think March or so. I'm not definitely. Really sure, man. Like I don't really pay attention to many teams outside the Lightning, so I can't really tell you.
I understand, especially with like as many games as hockey has. It's kind of tough to pay attention to like all the teams all the time.
I just know that they're good and they're unexpectedly good. So.
Well, All-Star break's coming up.
Great.
All-Star games coming up.
I wish
up.
They were at the Olympics, really. But, I mean, it's good for our city, but...
That's like the week after the All-Star game, right?
What, the Olympics?
The Olympics, yeah.
I think they'd be getting ready to go that same week.
I think you're right, yeah.
Yeah. And then it would be a longer break, I think like 2 weeks or something like that, which would be great for Victor Hedman.
But now, I barely care about the Olympics. I'm like, who cares?
Nobody does.
Yeah.
I mean, I might watch it just to see like a bunch of old players play again that haven't played in forever, like Ryan Malone and Brian Gionta and guys like that. But like as far as like the star power, it's just like whoever wins is yeah, you didn't. We didn't get to see our best versus their best. I guess is the best way to put it.
So the Olympics is on NBC,
right?
This year, as it is every year.
Every
NBC
year.
Owns the Olympics. They also own a contract with the National Hockey League, and apparently, the NHL is going to have like their A team. Who's the guy? The fucking.
Doc Emmerich.
Yeah, they're gonna have Doc Emmerich calling games aside the Olympics. So it's kind of like, oh, hey, look, you know, hockey too. But it's like, if NBC, if ratings are way down this year on the Winter Olympics, aren't they gonna be like, hey, listen, fucking, this is cool that you want your own All-Star game and everything, but put the guys in the Olympics for fuck's sakes. I mean, we need
that's
the ratings.
Exactly what's gonna happen.
I like
the ratings are not gonna be nearly as where they would be if
no way.
You don't have Sidney Crosby, you don't have Alex Ovechkin, you don't have Connor McDavid in his first Olympics, Austin Matthews in his first Olympics, Jack Eichel in his first Olympics, like team
big,
Canada
big
USA
pieces,
like
yeah.
Especially because these young guys are coming up now, so it's like a new rivalry between the US and Canada, and then Russia's always good and Sweden's always good and Finland's always good. Like, it's a fun fucking tournament with
so
the NHLers. It's just like, it's an all-star tournament that means something.
Oh,
basically.
Yeah, they're going all
instead,
out.
Instead, we get 3-on-3 meaningless shit where there's like 9-7 and nobody cares.
Yeah.
Like, no, bro. And if it wasn't in Tampa, I'd be even more upset. But since it's in Tampa, I'm like, it's kind
of
cool. Like, we get an all-star game.
Right,
like,
but
and it seems like we're
going
to get an outdoor
like,
game. Like, that's what it's starting to sound like.
Let's talk about that in a second. But, like, yeah, it feels like... I'm only buzzing about the All-Star game because I live in Tampa and it's here.
Right.
Like, I feel like the rest of the NHL is kind of like...
yeah,
you know?
The rest of the NHL is like, rather be in Pyeongchang or wherever it is.
Pyeongchang, yeah.
Yeah.
But, which I always get weird when I see them. Like, Pyeong... What? Oh,
yeah.
Oh, oh.
Yeah.
South, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, jeez. Yeah, there could be a game in Raymond James Stadium, an outdoor hockey game, which in this weather, fuck
would have
yeah.
been fine tonight. That's for sure.
Perfect. I feel like even the last month, the last month and a half, like
there's been enough cold nights. Yeah,
do an outdoor hockey game one of these nights.
It just take a lot of extra effort to take care of the ice, but
yeah, what needs to happen is like they schedule it on like it should be like a to be
determined basis.
Yeah, like,
yes.
This week probably.
Yeah,
and it's like okay, Wednesday go. It's cold enough.
And the Bucks will be in the playoffs, so it won't matter. But
yeah, yeah, it coincides with the Bucks playoff game, so you have to watch that like fast motion video of them like taking
yeah.
the hockey ring, like putting it. But how cold is it in Amalie Arena? I mean, really, it's not that cold. It's like 60.
Yeah, but
something?
it's climate controlled.
Right,
it's indoor. They can control the temperature. It's easier to maintain the ice. Outdoor is a whole different ball game because
right. especially
you have to look. They can't just. People are like, we'll just do it at night. Like, well, yeah, but they have to build it during the day.
Right.
Like, they can't build it as people are coming in. Like, they have to maintain it for probably a few days.
Yeah.
In the Florida sun, you know. And if we get one of those hot days that we randomly get in the middle of the winter, it could get real bad real fast.
That would be nuts because it's like, not only are you're playing hockey in a swamp.
Yeah.
We're going to a swamp. So it's like, that's unheard of.
Dude, but the cannon's going off if we score. Like,
oh, God. I'll be there. Oh, for sure.
Oh, for sure.
100%
I'll
be
spend
there.
Money on that for sure.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm going to buy so much fucking gear, too. And all the, like,
all the
we're going to have like brand new Winter Classic, not Winter Classic, but like outdoor jerseys, Stadium Series jerseys. And
I don't care if if I'm at the 300 level and they all look like ants, I don't give a fuck. At least I was there for that.
Pirate ship's got the lightning flag on
it. They got to fire the cannons, right?
Yeah.
Come on. You got to. If lightning score.
I know it's kind of Columbus's thing, but.
Nah,
I mean,
dude.
Yeah.
What a marriage of two, two historic Tampa franchises coming together there in that one night and like bringing the two cultures together. Maybe on the video board you do the Tampa Bay thing.
Yeah.
Tampa, like for fucking real at a Lightning game. Oh my God. Are you kidding me? That would be amazing. I'm so. My, can you
they
guys
do
tell?
Like
I'm
temporary
so
Tesla coils at the top of the scoreboard that shoot off in the sky.
Or they connect it between the two.
Yeah, yeah.
We're awesome. I don't know. I don't think that's how lightning works.
No. Just shooting off into the crowd. Like,
no. But I haven't read any articles about it.
Oh,
so
they
know,
put like Stamkos on the outside things and stuff like that.
Dude, you gotta.
Yeah.
Yeah. And they just like, it's a lightning game at Raymond
James. We get
James.
Like the fan fest thing and like the outdoor, like around the stadium and stuff like that. Like, yeah, it'd be great.
I
want this to happen so bad now.
Well, like that's what they're like. Well, so what?
Who do we play?
Oh, Jesus.
I feel bad for Sanchez. I don't
Montreal
think you can play the Panthers.
No. You got to play like a big.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because
like
they're
going to
want their ratings.
Yeah. Boston.
And I think it would do well here, ratings wise. But
Dude, Boston this year.
They're good.
Yeah, dude, they're really good. That scares me. I hate when Boston's good.
But I think you play either Boston, because there's some history there between the two cities.
That would be pretty. That would be awesome.
You know, the Boston people would love to fucking beat us at this thing. Though.
Plus, actually, yeah, you know what? It will be like a New York or Boston team because it's Tampa. Like, this is who owns our city. Like, that's
probably New York because the Yankee Stadium is right there. Oof. The Rangers probably.
Oh, that would actually be pretty awesome, though. I'm down for that. Like, that'd be pretty great. Even if Rangers fans decide to come, great, awesome, let's do this. Like, this is,
get your shit together, Panthers, so we can do this
right.
God damn it. It's okay.
Hey, one team in Florida is getting their shit together. More on that later. But outdoor, I'm just thinking like the logistics. Like, how do we do this? Like, they have to nail the week. In month, like, perfectly, because there's some Januaries where it's certainly like earlier than I would expect.
What they'd probably have to do is you're gonna have to set a hard date so people can plan to get to it.
Yeah,
you can't have that whole like it might be this day or this day or this day or this day. You can postpone it like till the next day, maybe at the worst, like, or something like that, but
you have to
find a week in advance where it's going to stay cold all week and then pick a night in that week somewhere. That's pretty much your only option. And if not, they did it in Southern California.
San Jose, right?
Yeah, and it got like into the 50s and 60s, and the ice got a little weird, but it worked still. Like,
so to getting into the 60s is all it takes?
Well, I mean...
Or the night, you mean night of game.
Yeah, yeah. Hmm. There were some puddles on the ice.
Yeah, you gotta nail it. You gotta nail it.
You gotta
perfectly.
Really nail it. The logistics behind it's gonna take a lot of planning, and it may take a new system to put that ice on the field.
That's true.
They might have to come up with something different.
Who said? Who gave it the green light? But like they were like was Bettman talking about it, or was somebody else
that were I think he said that we're on the short list to get an outdoor game or something like that. Like we're like getting close to being next in line.
Okay.
And Vinick, every time Vinick sees him, which God bless Vinick, he gets in his ear about it. That's what Vinick says. He's like, every time I see Bettman, I start talking about it.
It's like, yo, Bettman, I want that Raymond James Stadium money.
I want that outdoor game. Yeah.
I need those 50,000
fans. And it better
fans.
Be at fucking Ray J. Don't give me Marlins Park or what the fuck.
Are you serious? Really?
Yeah, people have talked about like, where are they going to put it? No, fucking, what do you mean where they're going to put it? Yeah.
In the middle of the International Airport, my friend. Yeah. Like, we have a whole stadium. It's fine. We got a thing. Or if they did it at Steinbrenner Field, I'd be like, fuck all of you.
Yeah,
I'm definitely not going.
No, put it at Ray J. Ray J's is the perfect place for it.
Oh, yeah.
It's the perfect, like, it's not like they put it in baseball stadiums. It's weird because people are sitting, like, way the fuck back from it all that. No, Ray J's
right
perfect.
There.
It's just the higher up of Amelie, basically.
Yeah,
like,
I mean, if you're up in the 300, you got a shitty view, pretty much. It's,
yeah,
it's what's
and
happening.
Hockey rinks aren't that huge. Like,
no.
Really, yeah.
That's such a I love that because hockey's not really the kind of sport for a 50,000 seat arena,
consistently
50,000 stadium. Yeah.
Yeah, it's more of like a one off thing.
Yeah,
yeah. But the experience of it would be amazing.
That's why I think like it's so genius for hockey to do that because they get so many people involved in like the energy of hockey. It's I don't know. It's just such a cool thing because like you're not going for the game, you're going for the experience to be like
It'll be a different vibe than when they put it outdoors in like Ottawa or some shit like that because nobody will be really freezing their ass off.
What do you think they do it like on an actual pond? Like, can we see that? If we have a stadium series, can I have like the pod series where it's like 50 people in attendance and it's like Mystery Alaska where they're all skating around in a pond?
I'm trying to think of what other things they could incorporate in Ray J.
Lightning's out. unless you do like a Tesla coil on top. Definitely the cannons.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Definitely put the like the lightning flags on the ship and stuff like that.
Yeah, yeah.
Like change the sail to a big lightning logo.
I would want to. I would hope to see like a mix of Bucks and Rays tropes of like, or not Bucks and Rays, but like Bucks and Lightning.
Yeah.
Where, you know, you have all the regular lightning goal music and the between periods music and stuff like that. But every once in a while, you throw in like a like one of those Bucks sound cues.
Thunderbug like, and Captain Fear like hanging out
well,
on
like,
the
field.
Yeah,
know,
yeah.
You do Crazy Train Before I Face Off.
Yeah.
Like have the stadium announcer.
You know what CBJ does before they fire their cannon? I think it's great. It's for those about to rock.
Oh yeah!
Fire! Yeah.
I think lightning, or not the lightning, but like in the show in general, which kind of kills it in that department.
Right? Yeah, they
do. All these teams have like their unique goal songs, yeah. And you know, it's like we, of course, we have AC/DC, Thunder.
Yeah. Oh, you got to do that.
Imagine
that in Ray J, the Thunderstruck thing.
Oh yeah.
Thunder.
That'd be great.
Yeah.
Maybe they can do like some kind of projection onto the ice from the top, and like do like for sure they'll do that, right? Yeah. See the whole place like decked out in blue and yellow and black. Like, oh god. Of course, the Seas can't be. They spray paint in black.
Everybody's got like spray paint on their ass.
What? This kind of sucks.
They only do that in the 300 section.
Yeah.
The rest of the people got pot properly painted seats.
300, you fucked. Or it's like a Monster Jam. It's like, or you,
they were, that was just here. I didn't even know it was coming.
Yeah.
And like, I drove by the stadium one night. I was like, what the fuck is going on?
Are you talking about the Super Bowl of Motorsports? 100 Astoria Metro PCS bring you the Monster Jam. Okay.
I don't know how that guy does it.
Yeah, really. Hey, it's
Raymond James Studio.
Actually, hire me. Hire me. I'll do it. It's easy. Done.
Come and see Gravedigger.
Well, hey, we're on a path I want to get on because
Monster Jam.
Yeah, Monster Jam. Dude, definitely because okay. Let's just Kid Rock is playing the
All Star Game intermission show,
which I think is in a way genius. For them to do, and in a way, really stupid for them to do. So, like,
if the NHL is just so out of touch, man.
Well, if they're trying to nail Tampa specifically, I think Kid Rock is perfect because he raps.
I said that.
Country.
He said that, not me.
It's true. It's true. Come
really?
On.
Because everybody I talk to hates it.
This was a red state. The last election, dude, we're more red than you realize. And so, like, Tampa especially, you have Treeman and you have fucking, you have people that run lawn
like
companies.
Kid Rock it up and down.
I'm telling you, Kid Rock for Tampa is kind of genius.
I disagree.
Wrestling is from here. Fucking, come on, dude.
Are you scared?
The whole... Tampa's such a huge wrestling community.
I know, but
come
fuck,
on,
bro.
You got a little Kid Rock in you. I don't know. Yeah, but like from an NHL standpoint, I don't know.
But at the same time, they've had like Fall Out Boy and the Plain White Tees.
American badass, watch me kick. You can roll with rock.
It's so bad.
Because it's a dirty song.
You gonna fuck some what there, kid?
Yeah, well, he had the lightning last week accused of being racist for, you know,
for no reason.
For releasing JT Brown and then
for no reason.
I don't know. I saw it being like how do we include more fans? Well, let's have Kid Rock play the fucking like. It just seems like,
I mean, but at the same time, like, people are saying that the Kid Rock thing, the lightning had nothing to do with who the NHL chose for the musical fucking act. Like, people are like, man, the Lightning chose Kid Rock. What a terrible choice. I'm like, what do you mean? Like, we didn't choose Kid Rock. Like,
what would be a better choice, do you think? Like, I don't
know. Oh, I don't. It's all because the NHL can't attract any actual, like, relevant talent.
What about Flo Rida? What is he doing right now? Isn't he doing, like, something?
You spin me right.
I feel like he's doing something here, like Flo Rida.
Dude,
like,
it just should have went with Pitbull and called it a day.
Oh, yeah. Go. Yeah. Oh, that's beautiful.
Mr. Worldwide. here at the NHL All-Star game.
Yankee. He plays at Busch Gardens every year. Like, I'm playing on the halftime show. I'm liking that. Yeah,
but it's just because like when the NFL calls you to do the Super Bowl halftime show, they can get almost anybody.
Oh, yeah, they're like
yeah. When the NHL calls you to do their All-Star Game intermission show, like
well, for how much?
Yeah, exactly, and not that much because we're the NHL. So
the NFL like has weird like Missy Elliott showed up last year at the Super Bowl, or it was like a couple years ago. Missy Elliott showed up. I'm like, what, Missy Elliott?
I mean, fucking Kendrick did the national championship in college football,
dude.
But he did it outside the stadium in like a park, and they just cut to it on TV.
I watched that whole like Kendrick Lamar's like. If not my favorite, one of my favorite artists of all time, right? So, like, this guy at work, he's like, I don't know, yeah, some rap guy was performing the college halftime show. It's like, why would you just have a rap guy do it? Like, why? It's like, I didn't like that. I was like, oh, yeah. I wonder who it was. Like, I think it was like Jay Dilla.
Yeah.
Or, you know, like, fucking.
No, yeah, the NCAA's cut.
Like, shit, Kendrick Lamar, I watched the whole damn thing. Dude, he killed it. But that's a huge get for them because, of course, it's college football.
Yeah.
Like, that's, you know.
Kendrick Lamar's not going to come do the fucking hockey.
I'd have tickets now for that All-Star game. Fuck, yeah, you got to be kidding me. Kid Rock is so, that's so weird.
That's so, it's not only it's weird, but it's just like, he's got so much baggage with him. Like, it's just like, it's such a weird pick for like a family-friendly event.
Yeah, how are black people ever going to want to watch hockey now, especially? You're kind of saying like, fuck you. You can't rock. You're rocking it up and down the ice.
I'm going to watch it for the pure, like, just meme factory that it's going to be. But
if he doesn't do American Badass, then fuck this. Fuck everything about the All-Star game this year. At least do that. Or you got to do ball with the ball, right?
Like, ball to the ball, bang, ding, ding, ding. Drop the boogie.
Got to do one of those things, right?
I would have rather had Meatwad do the fucking NHL.
Wish I had a Meatwad. I do have a Meatwad changer on this. Let's see. Let's spin the dial. Spin the dial. Hey, guys. How about a little bit of 44? It's a lot of echoing. Okay. How about a little bit of 22? Okay, I'm sorry.
I can't hear it.
I know.
So I just sit here in silence.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Anthony can't hear any of this. So yeah. If I did something like
77, Willy Willy Willy.
Kyle's a little drunk right now.
Anyone would be able to hear that? Okay. Moving on to. Oh yeah. Okay. Here I got a lot of things we need to talk about before we talk about like actual relevant sports. The Tampa Bay Rays. I got a couple of hot takes on them.
Do you? I wasn't expecting that. It's kind of like the quiet season for baseball right now.
It is, but if you didn't notice, and if nobody noticed over this past weekend, the Pirates traded away
Andrew McCutchen
to San Francisco
and Giants. Garrett Cole.
I don't know who Garrett Cole
is. He was like their ace.
So the result of which is like the Giants now have two longtime face of franchise guys playing under them, which they're like, yes. And yet another team trades their face away, the face of their franchise.
Another small market team.
Yeah, another small market. Well, you could say small. Yeah, Pittsburgh. Yeah.
Yeah, they're definitely small market. Their payroll is like right there with ours.
The Pirates, I guess. Yeah, but fucking Pittsburgh.
Well, not yeah, but it, okay. Well, the Bucks spend money, and the Lightning spend money. Okay,
right.
so
saying, in terms of like I don't know. When I think Pittsburgh, I think Steelers, who like their fans are just insane. They should have made the AFC Championship. The
speaking of that, we were like, oh man, the Steelers are gonna walk over the Jaguars last week.
Hold on. You're getting ahead of
it. Okay.
But I don't think of them as a
small market for some reason. But still, they traded away McCutcheon to the Giants, which is like, okay, now you have in the winter meetings, like the owners are like, well, we gotta speed up the pace of the game. Gotta speed up the pace of the game now. Young fans aren't interested in all this slowness. They want the now. You see, they want the crack of the bat. They want now. They want it out in the field. They didn't out there playing, boys. We can't have them sitting around.
They want to see the monkey throw the first pitch.
We can't have them making signs to the pitches. We need action, boys. We need action.
Extra.
I disagree. I think, you know, they're going to slow down the pace, or they're going to speed up the pace of the game this year, which is like trying to draw new fans in. But okay, if you want to draw new fans in, maybe don't worry about pace of the game, and maybe worry about parity in the league and having not having these small market teams trade away the face of their franchise to another fucking huge market. San Francisco has won like 7 championships. Like, maybe that's your fucking issue, not pace of the game. Maybe it's just you have these gigantic franchises that just the Yankees. Okay, go if you don't want to root for the Yankees, the Red Sox, the Giants, the Cubs, or you know whomever, then you're fucked almost every year. I don't know. They call me crazy.
They're like a sun that's expanding and like sucking up planets. Like smaller planets next to them. Like that's how I look at teams like the Red Sox and the Yankees. Yeah, like the Rays like get a foothold and they get some talent, and then the second they have to pay that talent, the Red Sox or whoever just swoop in and take it.
Yep.
Like that's not good for the health of your league. Like it's just not, man. Like it's not fun for anybody.
I completely agree, because it's like who, like a kid in Tampa here. Just anywhere, it is not gonna like. Okay, no, let's just say Tampa. Like a kid in Tampa is not worried about the pace of the game and like how long a game takes them. But I guarantee you, there's a lot of kids that aren't going to fucking games this year because Evan Longoria is gone. There's a lot of fucking people. There's nah, fuck it. I'm like, I got a big fight about it with Nick about it. I think like if Nick's not concerned about the fucking pace of the game, he's pissed off because Longoria is gone. Like it's so absurd that they're like, well, we gotta change this. Like, fuck you. Put a salary cap in. Put in something that makes it competitive for even small.
It'll never happen, bro.
It won't. No, they're gonna be awesome.
Because they got too much influence. Owners have too much influence. I had this conversation on it. I listened to this conversation. I had this conversation again with a friend of mine who's a Maple Leafs fan, and I also listened to a conversation on a podcast I listened to about it. People that root for teams like that, they don't want a salary cap because they know if there was no salary cap, they could pay everybody everything. No, big fucking whoop. No, we keep the salary cap. Well, we have all this money. Why can't we spend it? And I was like, you can fucking spend it. You can hire the best scouting team in the league. You can hire the best coach in the leagues. You could fucking do whatever you want to your team, but no, we keep the salary cap to keep it fair. And you don't want it to be fair because the Toronto Maple Leafs haven't won a fucking cup since 1967 because of their incompetence.
Yep.
But you're like, man, if there was no salary cap, we could win a cup. Yeah, no fucking shit, because you could pay whoever you wanted, whatever they wanted.
If hockey was baseball, it'd be like the Habs would be like the Yankees. Because the
Maple Leafs would have tons of fucking cups by now.
Red Sox, yeah. Dude.
Of course you don't want a salary cap. That's fucking easy for you to say. But what about us? What about Arizona? What about, you know, all these other little small market teams that beat your fucking ass on a consistent basis that wouldn't be able to because you'd be able to take all the talent for yourself?
Yeah.
Oh, and then they want to get rid of the draft, too. Wonder why. Yeah, it's okay. You just want to go back to the way it was when you could win cups.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
what you want. Fuck off, man. That makes me so angry because I know exactly where it's coming from, because you're so angry that your big money team can't win a fucking championship.
That's what makes sports like hockey and football so great, because like every year, no matter what happens, at the end of the year, you can be like, well, we got a chance. We got a chance the next year. Look what we did. Like we were able to, because you don't have the fucking Maple Leafs going out and signing. Oh, well, yeah, fuck it.
Did you know in the old NHL, they literally had first dibs because of location?
Really?
Yeah, that was literally a thing. Like, because these guys are being born in Montreal and Toronto and all that, they got first dibs. So they just signed everybody.
Back to that.
And then when that went away, then you stop winning. The Habs didn't. You did, though, because of your fucking incompetence. That's not our fault.
Now, is somebody screaming at their headphones like, well, you guys thought you said that the parody would make your league more popular? Which, I'll say, just the NFL. Come on.
Yeah.
What better example to look at than, like, any team after the Browns fans, after this year, after all the moves that they make, can be like, we might have a fucking chance here. Like, it's true, because, like, anything can happen in the NFL. Anything, like, you can turn it around in a single year, a la every team in the playoffs besides the Patriots this year. It's
crazy to me, man. It's crazy to me that there's still people out there that think that no salary cap is the best way to go.
Well, the only thing I like about no salary cap, and especially with the MLB and the NBA, is that the players get paid what they need to get paid. Like, and I think that's maybe
yeah, argument and that's a fine argument.
Yeah, because I mean,
I get it.
I love that dudes in the NBA make so much money because, like,
and short contracts too.
Yeah, you should be making that much money. So should everybody in the MLB and NFL.
Connor McDavid's gonna make like $13 million next year, and that's still not enough.
Dude, he deserves every penny.
He deserves $20 million.
Oh, yeah, they're
Cindy Crosby money. Deserves $20 million.
Yeah.
Steven Stamkos should not be getting paid $8.5 million a year.
No.
Should be way more.
He should be making
Kucherov's going to make like probably 10, 11.
Everybody should be making NBA money.
Yeah.
Everybody.
You can increase the salary cap by a lot if you want to.
Right.
But then the contracts would go up and it would balance out. But people would get paid. Yeah. Yeah.
You know, so it'd be a whole thing. No, you can't do that. Oh, God.
And then the weird thing about hockey and the culture in hockey is that when you ask for more money, you're automatically looked at as like some asshole.
Yeah. Oh, that's how it is everywhere.
Like when a guy holds out on a contract because he wants to get paid more, it's like, well, brr, you know, you should. Yeah, yeah.
I wish I got paid that much. Of course you do, asshole. You fucking went to college for 4.5 years. Like, ah, fuck college. Dropped out. Like, this is the best job I'll get. You didn't work your entire fucking life. Your entire life from the age of 14 to now to for one single fucking goal and put your entire body, the body that you will never get back in your life, like anything that you fuck up on your body, that just never gets better. It's, you fuck it up forever. You fuck up something at your job, you can get another job. People are like, oh, I got paid that much.
And you get one big contract usually in the NHL in the prime of your career.
Dude, that's why Le'Veon Bell's like, fuck the Steelers, because like he's never had that one big contract.
You get that one big contract in your career. After that you're signing like 1 or 2 year deals as a old wily vet or whatever. But you get that one long term big contract.
Yep.
And you better fucking get it. Because you won't get another chance at it once you pass it by. And I love that Stamkos and Hedman took a pay cut, but part of me wishes that they would have just got their money.
Yeah.
Because they're not getting paid what they deserve.
Well, they're playing with the money that they were given, so they're kind of thinking, okay, well, I'd rather play on this team than...
And that's why the RFA system in the NHL is so broken.
Yeah.
Because they can lock you up until you're like 26 or 27... with just contracts that you basically have to sign because nobody offers sheets. So it's so broken. And the fan in me is like, great, you know, Kucherov can't really go anywhere next year. But the person in me is like, that's fucking bullshit. That guy should be getting paid $14 million next year, but he's not going to get that. Yeah.
Where
he can drive up a bidding war. Yeah. Yeah.
There you go.
You know, all of a sudden he ends up with a 7-year, you know, deal for 13.5 a year or whatever, you know.
I don't get how that works. Like, how can an agent or a GM be like, yeah, okay, so it's a 3-year contract, but we have control after the third year. So you'd be like, oh, so it's a 4-year contract.
It's a certain age. I think like 27.
Yeah.
27 can be your first year. No, it should be the end of their entry-level contract should be their first year free agency.
Yeah.
You get the 3 years after you're drafted. And then you can become a free agent if you want to. But this RFA shit, like Vasi's on a 3-year deal right now. He's still going to be a fucking RFA at the end of it because of his age.
Yeah.
Like,
although I love it as a Lightning fan, I'm like,
Of course we do, because it's easy to control the team and the salary cap.
Like the Bucks have Cameron Brate.
And nobody offer. Everybody's terrified to offer sheet because the compensation and the fact that if you offer sheet, chances are that GM's going to come right back around on one of your guys and offer sheet them.
Yeah.
So nobody offer sheets. It's like a catch 22. Like, I think there was an anonymous quote, and I'm like 95% sure it was Iserman, that he was like, if you offer sheet one of my guys, I will offer sheet every single one of your guys until the end of the time.
It's like, you ever see, you see Moneyball, right? With Brad Pitt and Jonah Hill?
Hold on, one more thing. You can fuck over another person's team, because if you offer sheet them, even if you don't have any intention of actually paying that guy that, like, say, like, you know, they... Like, that contract that I'm handing him, like, that I'm offer sheeting him,
yeah.
I know for a fact that I'm not, you know,
not
but they have to counter it. So they can, you can drive up a price on their team so we can make, like, I don't know, fucking, someone could theoretically come and make us pay way more for Kucherov than we otherwise were going to.
Right, so maybe if you're, like, Montreal or, like, the Panthers, somebody
in the division, you can be like, fuck it,
yeah.
$20 million a year,
yeah.
Match it. Fuckers. Yeah, he's.
I'll have him and Jonathan Drew, and then you'll see. Then you'll see him by trail. I think Drew's catching up to Sergachev, though.
He's one goal behind him now.
Good for him, man. I'm glad. You're one goal
behind the defenseman.
Yeah, we traded to get for you. Or we traded you to get. How do you feel, buddy?
So what were you, Moneyball, what were you saying?
Oh, I was just saying, like, that scene in Moneyball where Brad Pitt's talking to the different GMs, I feel like that's kind of how, like, the relationship is between GMs, where they're, like, kind of have, like, a relationship or, like, sort of a fucking poker guy, or,
how
you got, like, sort of a guy's relationship with him, like, yeah, I want a Clemente for this, and they're like, nah, fuck you, you're getting that, you're not getting that. Wait, like, 5 minutes.
All right,
yeah, let's go.
Yes.
Imagine being something like that. What time are we at? Okay. We're making great time.
You want to talk Bucks? Is there anything to talk about with the Bucks?
Actually a little bit.
What is it?
Did you see what Deshaun Jackson said in the media?
That Jameis Winston needs to start playing his game?
Yeah.
Instead of trying to impress everybody?
Yeah, totally agree.
I do too. Nope.
It's so funny how, like, it's not a story in Tampa because everybody's like, oh, yeah.
Yep.
It kind of does. It makes so much sense. And it's like, finally somebody says it, or like, finally somebody in the locker room says it, like, because it's what the fans have known and seen the entire year. Of like, quit trying to force the fucking ball to people, dude. Just play your game. Check it down if you need to check it down. Throw it to the open man. Stop trying to get Deshaun Jackson involved in the fucking game. It'll happen. It'll happen as long as you do the rest of the shit that you're supposed to do on the front end of, like, take your checkdowns, go through your progressions, just be the guy who you're supposed to be. Good things are gonna happen.
I think it's a product of just he came in feeling like he had to prove that he wasn't the guy that everybody thought he was.
Yeah.
And he's just, and in doing that, he's forced himself into some really bad situations on the field, and off the field. But yeah, but it's just, I wish the guy would realize that it's okay to throw the ball out of bounds. It's okay to take a sack. It's okay to check it down. You don't have to be a hero every play. Like, look at what Case Keenum's done. Yeah, Case Keenum was fucking washed out. But he got in the right system, and he plays within the system, and now look. And the other defense is fucking stacked. I get it. But he doesn't ever hurt his team, really. He just helps.
Right.
And if Winston can do that, and I feel like Winston's capable more than that, but you should probably start there and then go forward.
He hurts more than he helps, I feel like.
A lot of the time, yeah.
Yeah.
Because he just wants to play hero ball all the time.
Yeah, which is, again,
not sustainable.
If I could trade those in for the 3 to 4 interception games or all that shit, like, in a heartbeat. Stop. I, yeah, I don't need you to be the fucking hero. Throw it away. Throw it up. I don't have to do anything besides the shit that you're doing that pays off sometimes.
That's my favorite thing about it.
Yeah.
It's just like it pays off once or but like, see, that's Winston, bro. That's Winston, bro. And then he throws like three picks trying to do the same shit and everybody's like,
oh, well, he's only
24. Yeah. It's like if I went to work and did like and like only like one out of every six jobs I did was successful, but that one job turned out great, like my boss wouldn't be like, good job, man. Like, no, it's like, you fucked up, bro. You're one for five. Like,
there is something in the paper today. Like, Thomas Bassinger did a piece about, like, he went back and rewatched Hard Knocks and just, like, how sad it was. Because, like, Jameis Winston won the pregame speech. He's like, I got a W in my pocket, and so do you. I'm like, oh, that's going to come back.
The Cincinnati Bengals.
And then, like, there was a moment where Jerry McCoy, is like lecturing Chris Godwin of like, he said, you know, don't worry about like making the big play or like when you messed up, because you like for every time you mess up, you know, there's gonna come a time where you're gonna make that big catch and win the game. And Chris Godwin had the huge catch against the Saints, like, so it's like, oh, that's cool, but most of it's just kind of like sadness. Like Chris Baker taunting Jaguars fans, like saying, like, you all gonna get three wins this year.
Now they're fucking one win away from the Super Bowl.
Fucking crazy shit like that. It's like, I feel like I might need to go back and watch it now. Just be like, oh.
Speaking of which, we were very wrong about every game last week except for the, I think, the Vikings game.
We were wrong about the Jags and
we literally laughed and said it was gonna be a joke. Yeah,
I laughed. I'm like, that'll be a joke game. And so like last weekend, I'm with Michelle. We walk into a bar. Like we're going to Nick and Jesse's house for the game. But we go to, like, they live down the street from like a little brewery. So like, oh, let's check out this brewery before we go. Like, grab a growler for their house. And we go in there, and I like quick glance, and I see 23-7. And I'm like, oh, Steelers are kicking their fucking ass. And like, I go get a beer and everything. I sit down. I'm like, and then I look again. I'm like, wait, Jaguars 23-7? Like, what? What's happening in this game? Nuts. And apparently, Leonard Fournette went down, right?
I don't know. I didn't really watch it. I just looked at the score, and I was like, what? Like,
I saw
the only game I watched was the Vikings and Saints, really.
Dude, yeah, that, well, let's get to that.
It was the only game worth watching, really.
Hold on. I saw the Steelers and Titans. That went down kind of that way.
Steelers and Jags? The Patriots and Titans.
Patriots and Titans. I'm sorry.
Yeah, that was a fucking beating.
And then Atlanta and the
Eagles, which went down like we didn't expect at all. What shitty play calling at the end by Atlanta, man?
Dude, they totally fucked it up. That's infuriating to watch as a fan, because you're like, oh, you know.
I've been there. Been there so many times.
God, that sucks.
But that game really wasn't entertaining.
Not at all. Really.
It was a bad game, really. I would say those first two games, the Patriots and Titans, was an awful game. Patriots just did what they usually do, just bludgeon you to death with a lead pipe.
Yep.
And then the Falcons and Eagles were boring up until the end.
Yeah.
And then we had two good games the next day, so I think. Because the Steelers kind of came back. Yeah, it made it interesting. Yeah.
But dude, no game was better. And I think I don't have a problem saying that may have been the greatest playoff game I've ever watched in my life. There's not many that I can think of. Playoff games, not Super Bowls, just playoffs. Just straight playoffs.
I felt so bad for Drew Brees, man. I'm not afraid to admit it. I kind of wanted to see him get another one.
Drew Brees, if he played for anybody else now, that's how I feel about him. Because, like, the first one, I was happy for him.
I was happy for the city, really.
Because
they had gone through some real shit. Yeah.
Feel good.
Bowl
with the Saints, but the
It's such a dick. He was doing the skull thing right before the Diggs touchdown, and I was.
Yeah. And now couple that with the fact that he under his nose did Greg Williams make a bounty program where he's like, take Frank Gore's fucking head off.
If you kill the head, the body will die, or whatever. If you take the head, the body. I was like, Jesus fuck, dude! Like, you're just trying to ruin people's lives. Like,
shit with Dirk Cutter, and then like
the chest put.
Falcons fans were also bringing up this whole thing where he's like doing the choke symbol against somebody.
Probably a kicker or something. Yeah. He's a dick. He's
such a dick. I love that he was doing the skull thing. Ah! That's your fault for leaving 30 fucking seconds on the clock, you dick.
I didn't realize this, but you know the Vikings, if they win, they're going to play a Super Bowl in their home stadium?
Home stadium. They're
That's never happened before.
Closest since Tampa.
Yeah.
I believe. No, not even. No, 2000, we lost to the Eagles in the playoffs.
No, wow. That never happens.
Man, I know, right? I hope they make it because, you know, here's a couple of things before we get to this thing. The Falcons now have the ammunition. Falcons fans now have ammunition back to the Saints fan because Saints fans bring up the scoreboard where, you know, what was it, 26-10 or something, so whatever their meme is, where like they bring up the scoreboard. But now Falcons fans, what I've seen in response to that, bring up the scoreboard with 24 seconds left and the Saints in the lead in the fourth quarter. I think that's pretty cool. And then the Panthers fans, like, they have like the Cam Newton fumbling in the Super Bowl and kind of kicking it away or something. They had that moment. And then the Bucks have drafted Jameis Winston. So
there's better Bucks moments you could have picked than that, but
drafting a kicker, I don't know. Just the Bucks are just a joke to the rest of this elite. Division. We're in an elite division. We're a fucking joke. So, there you go. Football is better enjoyed with friends. And you know, do you want to know why? Because this touchdown, if I was watching it by myself, I'd be like, yeah, sweet. But for some reason, I went to Nick and Jesse's and we were all together and we were all watching it. We were all equally engaged into the game. And it's just cool seeing something go down as insane as this fucking touchdown. Come on.
Steps into it. Pass is caught. Diggs! Sideline! Touchdown!
You know when Joe Buck shows emotion. Vikings win it! It was a pretty crazy play.
Classic Joe Buck thing of saying a name, a place on the field,
sideline, Diggs, touchdown.
It could be Romo over the middle, first down. Like that's how he does it. A name, a place on the field, and a result of the play. Like, come on, listen to this. Come on, where is this? Just listen.
Steps into it. Pass is caught. Diggs! Sideline! Touchdown! Unbelievable!
You can almost like count the beat. Like, yeah. Dot, 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 Diggs. Dot, 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 sideline. Dot, 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 touchdown.
Give me a player in the place on the field. I'll give you a Joe Buck call. Rodgers! Going deep! Touchdown!
But he did put a little more inflection on it. Yeah.
I think everybody in the world, and this was such a cool thing because I've seen this talked about everywhere. I was saying, like, together alone, whatever. I think even if you were watching it, everybody at the same time was experiencing the same thing of like, what? What just happened?
Are the Vikings going to win the Super Bowl now? Does this feel like a team of destiny kind of thing? Or have they ran out of magic now?
How does Nick Foles beat this defense? That's my
question.
He doesn't. So Case Keenum, does he move the ball against the Eagles defense? I think he does.
I think it's going to be a boring game.
I feel like the Eagles are better than this game. Or not the Eagles, but the Vikings.
I don't want the fucking Nick Foles in the Super Bowl, bro. That's going to be... If If the fucking Eagles go up against the Patriots in the goddamn Super Bowl, like the Eagles terrible. Are gonna get destroyed. Like
it's a repeat of if the Eagles win against the Patriots, that would be kind of amazing because the last time that Justin Timberlake played the halftime show was when the Eagles were going against the Patriots. Or wait, no, hold on.
No.
Shit! Fuck! I'm gonna kill myself. Damn it. Fucked it up.
I want to see the Jags make it.
Dude,
but if they're gonna have to, dude. It always runs through fucking New England, and if you can't beat New England, you have to beat New England to get to the Super Bowl.
Yep.
You can't avoid them.
Yep.
And New England at home in the playoffs in an AFC Championship, that's hard, man.
I feel like in the past, what since
I mean, the Jags got a great defense, but
since 2001, any NFC team that has won the Super Bowl should have an asterisk next to it and say, okay, what happened to the Patriots that year? Like,
Matt Castle,
yeah,
when Brady blew out his knee or whatever.
The Bucks, like that. I think the Bucks.
The Patriots. Wait, yeah.
We are the only thing between.
What happened to the Patriots that year?
We're the only thing between a Patriots four-peat.
What happened to them that year?
I don't know.
They made the playoffs, didn't they?
I think did Oakland beat them? No.
Well, obviously.
Actually, let's see. 2002.
Because the Patriots won their first Super Bowl in the dynasty the year before that, right? Against the Rams?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was Brady's first year.
Yeah, previous year. Oh, the Patriots. Yeah, the Patriots beat the... Wait, hold on. No, that's that
game. Did they not?
2001, 2002.
That's the...
Next year.
Yeah, next year. There you go.
Playoffs.
Did they not make it? They didn't make it.
Well, Patriots did not make the playoffs.
Huh. That's kind of surprising. Super Bowl hangover, I guess.
The 2000.
Yeah, they beat the Rams. The past year.
Season by season records. 2001, right? 2002. 9-7.
They didn't make it.
Shit. What were they in the division?
Second. Oh, the Jets. That's right. The Jets beat them on like the last week of the season or something to get it.
9-7. They must have been. Yeah.
Chad Pennington, bro.
Well, the Jets and the Dolphins were all 9-7. And the Bills were 8-8.
Jesus Christ. That was a gauntlet of them.
Yeah. We got lucky.
Look at us, 12-4.
Dude, we were destroying the league.
The Falcons made it with 9-6-1, right?
Wait, the Falcons did? Oh, yeah, with Vic. And they lost in the first round. Hilarious.
Now, one word was said. Let's stop this defense.
Wait, okay, hold on.
The Eagles were powerhouse last year. That's right. The Packers were good.
The Packers were in?
Yeah.
What? Hold on.
I remember we beat the fuck out of Favre that year at home, didn't we?
Yeah, I don't remember what happened in the first round.
Titans were 11-5.
Okay, the Niners. I know that the Niners beat the Giants in a heartbreaker. Like the Niners came back last minute and we fucking demolished them. So that must mean.
Oh yeah, at home. Yeah, with all the flags and stuff. I remember that.
And I think the Packers beat the Falcons. I think beat the Packers. I don't know. It's weird.
Wait, look at the bracket from that year.
Why are we speculating on who the fuck won? Maybe we should look at the goddamn bracket.
Wrong year.
Green Bay.
Wrong year.
No,
this is it. Oh, okay. No, we lost to Philly. No, this is it. All right, so
Atlanta beat.
All right, let's run through it. Pittsburgh beat Cincy that year, and then
Pittsburgh beat Cleveland.
Cleveland, wow. Excuse me, I couldn't see. Cleveland was in it that year. Holy shit. The Jets pasted in Indianapolis. Holy shit.
I think that was Peyton Manning's second year or first year? First year or second year?
What?
Yeah.
No, dude.
Yeah. Manning was 98, 99.
The draft?
Yeah. We'll do this later.
All right, yeah. San Fran beat the Giants, and Atlanta beat Green Bay in the first round.
Yeah, I do sort of remember that.
That was an upset.
That's right. I remember because I remember like the Packers had an undefeated
a division record?
Record at home. Oh, playoffs.
Yeah. And Vic took him in there and beat him pretty soundly, put 20. Yep. So Pittsburgh beat Tennessee. Why is there an asterisk next to that?
Indicates overtime victory.
Oh, no. Tennessee beat Pittsburgh, excuse me. Then Jets Yeah, that's right. Then I remember that because I remember watching the AFC Championship before our game. I think
I was hoping for Tennessee because I didn't think I thought Oakland would be the stronger opponent.
Yeah,
I remember that. And then we destroyed San Francisco.
Yeah, that wasn't even close.
Oh, that was hilarious.
And then Philly beat Atlanta.
Yeah, then we beat Philly.
That's you know the rest of the story.
And then our coach 10 years later went to
Oakland. And now we're here.
The rest of the story. Okay, so this. What about this week?
We got Vikings and Eagles and
Vikings, Eagles,
and Patriots, Jags.
Yep.
God, I wish. Man, if the Jags pull it off, that'd be amazing.
Jaguars have a strong defense.
Are we doing Super Bowl picks?
Nick's not here.
Well, I mean, we're gonna pick who goes to the Super Bowl.
Yeah. All right, let's do it. Yeah.
Patriots got a
weak. Or not? I'm just saying that the Jaguars have a strong defense.
They do.
Very strong.
And New England's defense is not as good as it has been in previous years.
I'll tell you
what,
if they can keep Tom Brady out of the pocket and running around all game, he's going to have a tough time completing receptions.
John, shouldn't you be coaching the Raiders? I'm going to have to say I have to say Patriots.
Patriots.
Yeah, heart says Jags, head says Patriots.
Patriots!
Fucking hell.
Wait, we gotta go 78. The heart says, "Oh,
Patriots!"
I'm gonna go Patriots Vikings.
So Vikings and Eagles, like we were saying earlier, Eagles have Nick Foles starting. I don't know that their defense is as good as
Minnesota,
and I think Minnesota's offense is better than Philly's. I think. Vikings do the first home playoff game, so Vikings and
Patriots,
which
would be a fun Super Bowl, I think.
If you go by the old adage, defenses win championships. So
Jesus Christ, dude! If the Patriots win another fucking Super Bowl, oh my God!
How happy will you be to see a Jaguars Vikings Super Bowl?
Oh, so happy! Because I'd be happy for whoever won. Yeah.
But it'd be more. It might be more fun to see a Patriots Vikings.
No.
Because
there's a chance that they fucking win another one.
I know, but that means the whole party's going to be going against the Patriots. But then there's always that ass, there's a couple assholes that are like, yeah, bro, Patriots! So, I don't know, I think that'd be pretty fun. Eagles and Patriots.
That's right, though, your Super Bowl party's coming up.
Super Bowl party's in 2 weeks,
Weeks, I think.
Get a keg. Get a big old keg. Make some pulled pork sandwiches, maybe some chicken wings.
You gotta make your dip too.
Gotta make some guac, gotta make some dip. That's happening. But like I was saying, Patriots and Eagles is a nightmare.
Yeah.
Nightmare scenario. that's
the scenario where Kyle cancels the Super Bowl party.
every touchdown, everybody's like, oh God! Not them!
I can already hear the Eagles radio announcer. You know the voice.
Touchdown!
Freddie Mitchell!
Touchdown!
Imagine the Eagles radio announcer doing the Monster Jam commercial.
Touchdown!
Pay for the whole seat, but you only need the edge.
You only need the edge. Hey, hold on, let's go to another one.
65. Can you do the Bill Nye voice?
A little bit.
Bill!
Bill.
Actually, that sounded really good.
Yeah.
Shit.
Bill Nye the Science. Bill Nye.
Do we have any nerdy talk to go to do?
Nerdy talk?
Talk nerdy to me.
Talk nerdy to me.
I just saw Spider-Man 3.
Yeah, what?
On TV.
Oh, have you seen it before?
Yes.
Yeah, oh, okay.
I feel like every time I see it, it gets worse.
It's so bad.
So bad.
Topher Grace is fucking Venom. We're going from Topher Grace to Tom Hardy, bro.
The first time I saw it, I was like, this is okay.
No, it's not.
It's fine.
Come on, 2 was good, right, guys?
Yeah.
1 and 2 were good, right?
Harry Osborn was saying the thing.
That stupid fight scene where like it's just Pete and Harry fighting and Harry's
yeah.
Yes.
I hate you, Harry.
I defended you in high school. Now I'm gonna kick your little ass. And Pete's like, ooh, like he literally goes, ooh.
Your little ass. Yeah. Let me kick your little ass.
Pete just does the thing with his hair.
I can't wait to see Infinity Wars, though.
I'm hyped. I'm firmly on the hype train.
Yeah. Everybody better be. The Guardians of the Galaxy are going to be there. Everybody. It's going to be everybody.
Everybody.
Even the guy that was Rhodey Rose in the first Hulk.
Even Shake from Aqua Team Hunger Force.
Edward Norton's going to come back in the second Hulk.
Eric Bana's going to come back.
Eric Bana's going to be there.
Yeah.
Hugh
Bill Bixby.
Actually, if they like, if Hugh Jackman, Bill Bixby. No, dude, if Disney can somehow pull a fast one and like get Hugh Jackman and Patrick Stewart to show up as Wolverine and Professor Xavier in Infinity Wars.
It all depends on where Logan fits into the timeline.
The whole Marvel Universe is together at last. Come on, the X-Men.
You imagine the salaries alone on this movie, like the cost of those salaries for all the people. No, I'm just saying, like, I'd just like to see the number of how much it costs to pay all those people.
Oh, yeah. It's like when you look at your computer's memory and you see how much is dedicated to porn. You're like, yeah, that's probably right. Oh. Seriously, though. Come on.
It's going to be great.
Can we get Hugh Jackman back for a movie? Please.
For one MCU universe movie.
But
Logan was the perfect send off, though. Like,
yeah, I think you're right.
Logan's amazing.
Yeah. Right. Well, I can't say that because I've never seen Logan. So
you need to watch Logan.
I guess I do. Yes, I do need to watch it.
They finally went R-rated with Wolverine, and it was great.
I need to watch. Did they?
Yeah, that's R-rated.
Oh god.
Like hard R.
Cut someone's head off.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
It's like actual Wolverine, not the pussyfooting Wolverine from the other.
And then Deadpool, maybe Deadpool shows up in Infinity Wars.
Like, Wolverine only fights robots in this movie.
If there's one thing that the yeah. If there's one thing that the MCU is missing, it's the X-Men, and to finally have them be a part of the MCU will finally make it feel like the comics, because the comics were so good about okay. You're reading a Spider-Man comic, but fucking Wolverine's there. The X-Men are there. Like, you, like the universe is interconnected.
Just don't fuck with Deadpool. Just leave Deadpool alone, please. Don't Disney-fy Deadpool, please.
No,
please don't.
They
Ryan Reynolds won't let that happen. I hope.
I think you'll see some like cheeky references to Star Wars now.
Yeah,
like, you know, that kind of shit.
I'm excited for Deadpool too.
Which, you know, I am. But it's kind of creepy because now, like, you have, like, you're going to have, like, 3 major entertainment companies that own everything, which is, like, cool in a sense of, like, hey, we can make Star Wars references in Deadpool. But also, it's like, hey, all of the content that you view is controlled by this one corporation. Enjoy that.
Everything these days is pretty much Disney and Amazon.
Oh, dude, Jeff Bezos is worth all of the money. Which, good for you, Jeff. Go to amazon.com/wordofthebay.
Purchase our merch. Merch.
Merch. Okay. Should we get the fuck out
I think
here?
We should.
All right.
Thank you everybody for listening.
Let me do the Bill! 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 Bill!
That should be the intro music this week.
Thanks everybody for listening. Go Vikings / what's the other one? Not the Patriots.
Jags.
Jags. Vikings and Jags.
Saxonville.
Saxonville. I think this Sunday, I don't know what I'm going to do.
You brought that up this week, that the Bucks aren't remembered because they didn't have a cool nickname. Yeah. The Bucks defense.
Right. Come on. Legion of, like, Saxonville.
Legion of Boom. Purple People Eaters.
Purple People Eaters.
The Iron Curtain.
Yeah. The big Blue Machine, or the big, or what is it called? The
Big Red Machine, or?
No, Big Red Machine was Cincinnati Reds. But they're like the big Blue or something like that.
I don't know what you're talking. The Giants, maybe, or nothing?
Yeah, the Giants or something like that.
You've lost me.
Lost you. But the Bucks don't have a cheeky nickname, which I think the Bucks defense nickname should just be the Tampa 2, right?
I guess.
Okay.
I can't think of anything.
Okay.
The Pirates.
Yarr!
Yarr!
Jose Gaspar be coming down. We're going to catch beans and see some titties. Yarr. It's your all-star game.
I don't even know what the fuck hockey is.
I don't know what hockey is. I ain't going to be honest. Okay. That was Word of the Bay for this week. I am Kyle.
I'm Nick.
And we'll see you next time.